This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, don't go anywhere. David Fisher, our gold guy. Well, I'll call my gold guy. I'll call my economic expert. He really does. You know, he's called it. He's called it with the market. He's called it with gold. He called it with the banks that have been having trouble. I don't know why you guys won't listen to him. You ought to listen to him. Don't listen to me. I ain't got a clue. No, when it comes to dollars, yeah, you got to listen to him. But, you know, we're watching the economy fluctuate. I'm not saying anything bad's going to happen. Overall, it's doing well. There's some optimism there. But, look, I would get off of Trump's case for a little while longer. Let's see if he can work through it. Let's see if he can figure it out, right? You know, because I was the same way when I got in office. Okay, no, seriously. I was the same way because I thought all I had to do was I get in there, I start smacking things around, put stuff on the table, and we get things done, right? Doesn't work that way. The other thing that, when it comes to money and I'll say false, fake, whatever, information, is when you look at, let's give you a recent one here. Let's see. There's an article right now that says the rich get richer. Ivy League universities get billions of dollars from U.S. taxpayers. Now, your first instinct, because you can only read the headline. Right? You can only read the headline. I mean, what else are you going to do? Your first thought on this one here is, wow, so the rich schools keep getting so much money from us, and they're private schools. Right? Those aren't public schools. The way they do that, though, is they have full-time grant writers. They have people, that are out there, and all they're doing is searching for grants. They look for grants from the government, because government gives you all kinds of grants for things outside the norm on education. We've done this. I've shown you. What is it? The shrimp treadmill? How exciting was that, people? Come on, honestly, how exciting was that? That's like craziness going somewhere to happen. And you and I are paying for that. Aren't we? Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, write it down, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You guys just you sent me a whole bunch of stuff, like during the break. I got a whole bunch of stuff in. I'm going to have to close. I'm going to stop it. I know, you guys, you'd have to be sitting here looking at the screen to know what the heck I'm talking about. So chances are the story's going to break even some more. Clinton aide squeals. Everyone knew about Obama's wiretapping. Now, I know some of you on the left, you know, yeah, this is another guy that says he knows more than he actually does. Well, why didn't you say the same thing about the other stories? I mean, no, really, why don't you say the same thing about the other stories that pop up about Trump? Just somebody else who wants 15 minutes of fame. You would never do that, though. But Clinton aid squeals. Everyone knew about the Obama. Oh, that's fine. Illegal wiretapping. Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, has become the largest Democrat to roll over and squeal on his former comrades, telling the Fox News Wednesday that he and everyone else in the Clinton campaign knew Obama was wiretapping Trump Tower. Anyone who says otherwise is lying, he says, to save their own skin. Robbie Mook says as Democrats scrambled to clear their names, Democrats ran an arrogant, sloppy spying campaign against Trump because they assumed that a Clinton victory was certain. They didn't want Trump. They didn't think Trump would ever be in a position to expose their crimes. And I believe that. I could see that happening. They couldn't have been more wrong. And now, the shell-shock Clinton, or PTSD in this case, because they've changed the name of it, campaign members are beginning to rat on each other in an attempt to gain favor with the current administration and save themselves from serving jail time. Look, you don't come forward now. You don't make it clear now. You're going to jail. That's all there is to it. You're going to jail. There ain't no way around it. So, you know, when he comes ahead, when he comes forward, you're gonna hear even more about it. Now, one of the things he did say in the thing, in the interview, that he acknowledged the wiretaps were being used during the campaign, but he suggested they were targeting at Russian officials, not directly at Trump Tower. However, they only seem to be targeting Russian officials that were hanging around in Trump Tower. Think about that. And Democrats are squirming and splitting hairs. They try to dance around the worst in Watergate wiretapping scandal. It's hard to believe Mook really believes that Russia was the intended target of the Trump Tower wiretap. You know, and their team's all over it already. Right? Hillary was quick to put out computer scientists, I don't know what the heck, a computer scientist, have apparently uncovered a covert server linking the Trump Organization to a Russia-based bank. Now, see, they put it out there. They don't have to back it up. Nobody's been all over her case, have they? Nobody's been on her to prove what she just said. No, of course not. That would be way, 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 way too easy, wouldn't it? There is no proof of that. Nothing. But her server, which was hacked, which information did come off of. Yeah, that shouldn't have to prove anything. You guys aren't pushing her for nothing. Like I said, you really don't want equality. You don't want the law. Well, you don't want the law at all, let alone to apply equally. I'm Joe Machine, your host. David Fisher joins us after the break. Don't go far. A lot to talk about.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Anybody care about what I want? I do. Shut up. Get out. Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
You better be American-made. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got one of my favorite guests on with me. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital, to give us kind of some insight of what's going on in the market, what's going on with Chow Money. David, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. In fact, I am American-made too, Joe, just so that everybody hears that from
I'm American-made of Italian jeans, I'll say. I'll put it that way. That way it keeps it PG still. So there you go. See? All right, let's move on. Dave, again, it's been a crazy week. I'm watching what's happening. It seems like the market hangs on a lot of what President Trump says, and even some of his, I won't say failures, because I don't want to call last week a failure. I don't believe that the vote last week was a failure at all, but that's my own personal opinion. And then Brexit, you know, back up in the news again. I mean, really starting to boil again. Give us an update about Brexit. What do you think this means to the euro and to the U.S. and the gold as a whole, you know, the economy?
Sure. Well, just to clarify, Brexit is Britain exiting the euro, the European Union, and they announced that last September that they were going to do this. But until they, as one news media says, they give them the divorce papers, which is called Article 50, is the official announcement that they say in writing that we are leaving the European Union. They did that today, and Prime Minister Theresa May handed those forward. So it takes about 2 years. What this means is, well, first of all, the European Monetary Union is going to probably make it difficult on Britain, not exiting, but what will happen once they exit. And so there's going to be some negotiating back and forth, because I think the European Union is probably going to put on some VAT tax, like a products coming into the European Union from Britain costing more, so that it makes it challenging for them to continue their growth in their country, and they wish they were a part of the European Union. There could be that. There could be export taxes on products coming out of the European Union countries towards Britain. So they're going to make it a little bit challenging, because if they don't, you could see immediately Greece exit. Italy probably would follow the next. This would be the start of the euro unraveling. If that happened, obviously it would create a lot of imbalance in the world, a lot of uncertainty. It would cause gold to go up. I don't think those things are going to happen, but I think gold's moving up on its own fundamentals, but it doesn't need help from this thing I'm talking about. But I do think that the European Monetary Union is not going to make it easy on Britain exiting them.
No, I agree with you. You and I kind of conversed about this last time, but not in real detail. And I got a couple of emails on it. People really still don't understand how bad a financial shape that Europe's in, because, you know, they don't realize that the central bank is counting on those countries to give it the money it needs to lend to countries that are in trouble. But the countries lending the money themselves are in trouble. You know, I mean, how can they maintain, David?
There's no way Greece can live by the austerity guidelines that was imposed upon them. They've had five bail-ins. There's no way they can pay this money back. It's mathematically impossible. So, you know, they would love to get out from underneath the European monetary system. They would have to create their own currency called the drakka and start printing their way out of debt or defaulting on it just altogether. But there's just no way they can make repayment under the structure that they have. You know, most economists know this. So it doesn't look positive at all. Most of Europe is still in a recession, especially Britain is really got clobbered when they announced in September their currency got clobbered by about 18%. It went down in about 3 months, saying that they're going to exit the euro. So we're keeping an eye on it, and we'll see how it affects gold prices.
See, at least they're paying attention and they're asking me all the right questions. They're going, I don't know, I'll David when he comes on. But, you know, and it's been a dust-up, I'll say a dust-up. When you're talking about China and Russia, you know, they've been partnering together for the last couple of years now on both central banks. Have been trying to buy gold aggressively. Anything going on there? Because, I mean, there's only so much gold, right?
Well, yeah, there's the mining cost of gold that it takes to mine gold out of the ground, but there's physical gold above ground that you just can't create more of. We have to go mine it. So there's a shortage in gold on a central bank level globally that started to transpire about 3.5, almost 4 years ago. So in reference to your question, though, what's happening with China and Russia is a huge milepost came and happened here just last week. Russia's central bank opened its first overseas office in Beijing last Thursday. So they're trying to create very strong ties, Moscow and China. And there's about 19 countries now gathering and holding hands and arms, so to speak, saying they want to, you know, not just trade, settle trades in the U.S. dollar, but settle trade in the Chinese currency called the yuan. 5 years ago, put it into perspective, Joe, the Chinese currency wasn't even really heard of, and no trade was settled globally. Currently, right now, about 22% of all trades globally are settled in the Chinese currency. So this step towards Russia having an office in China is a big move. In fact, the Chinese papers said this about it, quote, a small step toward forging our relationship between Beijing and Moscow, an alliance to bypass the U.S. dollar in the global monetary system, end quote. So they're definitely making moves to compete with the dollar. And just to keep in mind, China has already set up major offices around the world. 2 years ago, they set one up in New York. They also set one up in London in 2016 and Sydney also. So they got all the major trading platforms are now represented in. So this is how you get your currency up there to compete with the dollar. And they're certainly doing all this.
All right. So basically, if the U.S. dollar is weakened, it kind of weakens our clout and our strength across the world, doesn't it?
Well, it might not have anything to do with weakening the dollar. It might make it more easier for another country. They might say, well, how would we benefit if we settle the trade in dollars versus how would we benefit if we settled the trade in the yuan? So there might be a financial benefit to settle in the yuan, and certainly 22 countries are seeing that, but it also might be a political thing. They might not like what America is doing, you know, with closing up our borders and making it all about America, some of the Trump's ideology that, you know, you and I both support. So this could be a political maneuver, too.
All right, David, when we come back, you know, the markets. We're going to talk markets. And I promise you people, you won't glaze over. David does a great job with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
He was a famous Jobber man. We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. You're going to find out you don't have to hate any of those things, that they're labels that the left has put on us. They're not labels we've taken on ourselves. But, hey, knowledge is power. So read the book. Get the information, and you'll find out it doesn't mean what they told you it meant. You can buy it on Amazon or from my website. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Fisher joins me, the CEO of Landmark Capital. And, David, always a pleasure to have you with me.
You know, thank you very much. And just we were commenting on this whole thing between Russia and China. It's I think it could be more political than financial, but the financial aspect certainly entertains into the deal there, because they wouldn't do it if they're going to have a guaranteed loss in money. So they're trying to gather the rest of the world to kind of rise up against and having another alternative to trade other than U.S. dollars. So this could cause some challenges for our country, because we want to still be the world reserve. If there's other choices, then this thing could limit our ability to expand our wealth.
You know, again, I told you, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but, you know, if you're not holding the, what is it, he who has gold has all the power or something. So, you know, as far as the United States goes, if our dollar doesn't stay strong, I think it does kind of weaken us from a bargaining standpoint. I'll put it that way, you know.
It does that. And what's happening, this coincides with what we've been talking about in your program previously. This piggybacks how foreign central banks are selling the U.S. Treasury market for, which is the dollar, selling U.S. Treasuries at the highest level in the history of our country. December last year was $80.1 trillion, and we need them to buy $66 wow. trillion dollars a month. So, anyway, it goes with that.
Wow. Updates on the market. You know, the markets have been all over the place, too. And when I say that, I'm not the expert. But it seems like every time I turn around and turn the TV on, it's either in the red or the green. And, you know, President Trump said this. Looks like President Trump that. Looks like he's not going to be able to do this. And they just seem to be very, very touchy-feely. Right, David?
Well, it's really sensitive to the news and to the environment. I'd say ultra-sensitive. You know, we had challenges getting the repeal and replace health care bill through, and because of that, it didn't make financial sense, and that's why it really failed. They're going to try it again, though, with different numbers. But the market went down quite a bit, over 100 points that day. The next day, we had consumer confidence numbers come out, and the market went up yesterday about 140 points, almost 150 points. Today, the market is back to reality. There's not a lot of good news coming out today to cause the market to go up, so it's down a little bit today. But you're going to see this effect. Still, overall, I think we're in a bull market, but it's definitely slowing down. There's no question it is doing that. We're having more days of down than up right now in the last 2 weeks, which is a sign that we might be turning from bull to bear. In fact, one person on CNBC that called the bull market in gold right after the election, or right during the election, if he said if Trump was going to get in, you're going to see the market rally. And he also talked about if Britain that was talking about Brexiting does follow through that, you're going to see the market rally. He was 100% spot on. And today on CNBC says he's 100% out of stock, and he sees a short-term bear market, in other words, the market going down. So that's pretty big news. But the numbers are this. Year-to-date, gold is up 8.2%, twice as much as the Dow at 4.1%, silver up 13.2%, three times plus the number of the Dow. So metals are two to three times outperforming paper, and metals are gaining more steam. Paper is a little bit challenged with the news right now.
It's funny, you said, unless I misunderstood you, you said he's 100% out of stock. I mean, is it wise to jump in and out like that? You know, I've always heard you ride it for the long term.
Well, you got to understand who this person is. He's a hedge fund manager for a major company. They can't move their money, you know, at the drop of a hat, but they can make big trades and start to move out. So he's been out of the market for a couple of days now, but it took him a few days to get out. And we're talking, you know, lots of money, probably $500 billion worth of money not being in the market. And what he said is you have to have something. You have to have money has to come from somewhere for the market to go up. And the market started going up because interest rates started going up because Brexiting. And so the bond market didn't perform very well, and it was not causing the market to go up, in fact, pulling back in most cases. So that money pulled out of bonds and went into stocks, which caused this big rally back in September, and it just got perpetuated even more so with the business acumen of our president being elected in November. But now those things aren't in the environment anymore, and that trade is all over. The interest rates are now coming back down. So, you know, the 10-year yield is at under 2.4%. It went over 3%, which means rates were going up. It caused people to get out of bonds, go into stocks. Now rates are coming down, causing people to not be in the stocks as much. So it's all about seeing what's going to happen in the future. And this is a pretty smart guy. And this is what he said on the largest financial news network today in the afternoon, right before the close of the market.
Well, they're talking about, you know, raising interest rates, that kind of thing. The Fed has said it's not going to keep rates down. Is this really a big deal based on everything else that's going on around us?
Well, Stanley Fisher, the vice president of the Fed, today said he confirmed that they're going to raise rates, and they're going to do it twice this year, which means they're going to hit their target of raising it three times because they already raised it once. And they're going to raise it the next year and possibly the next year because they got to get to the normal rates between 3.5% to 4.5%. And the average of 50 years, 5.33%. So we're well under that number. But the problem is that now the Fed is raising rates when the market isn't saying to raise rates, when the yields are going down, like the 10-year Treasury note is going down, usually you rates follow what that note does. So it's the Fed is kind of operating opposite of the market, which they previously hadn't done. But I think there's just a lot of pressure from the Fed to get back to normalcy, which is higher rates. We're just been in too far of a long of a time of artificial rates.
Yes,
so this is going to cause inflation. This is going to cause when they raise rates last time and they talk about raising rates, gold has been going up, so has silver, and stocks have not performed very well. So this is a snapshot into the future of what happens when they're going to raise rates here.
Yeah, all this stuff. It's consumer confidence is up. People are spending money. Well, that's according to what I've been reading. Would this help confidence in the market? Does this help stabilize the market, or do you need something else to make that happen?
Well, you're exactly right. Consumer confidence reports came out yesterday, and they were up, which caused the market to go up. But it's short-lived because you have to – the reason consumer confidence is up is because they believe that President Trump and his agenda, what he wants to get done, is going to happen. But when the rubber meets the road and they can't get through some of these spending bill or they can't get the corporate tax cut done, Joe, the market's going to wane on that news and it's going to pull back and not – perform at the levels that it was before, and that's what it's showing signs of, not necessarily weakness, but just is not moving as fast, and this is why you see the market up one day and down the next, and this yo-yo effect, which is what I said, is going to be a bumpy ride, but we're still going to be in a bull market. I'm still not calling for a bear market in stocks. I'm calling for a bull market in stocks, but a bull market in gold, definitely. I might be changing my tune about the stocks moving towards bearish.
Yeah, it's watching all the stuff, listening to you, and watching what's happening. Like I said, I have learned quite a bit doing these interviews with you. You know, we've talked over and over about the debt ceiling, and I joke with you. All I need to do is pick up the phone and get my credit limit increased, and everything's fine for the moment till I hit that increase again. And we've been talking about the debt ceiling increase. The tide came, the time went. Are they gonna actually hit this thing? Are they actually going to do something with dealing with the debt ceiling?
Well, the debt ceiling has been tabled probably sometime down the road towards the summertime or even maybe fall time, and I don't think they're proactive enough to deal with it before the debt ceiling is actually ran out because they tabled it. So they're doing what you call extraordinary measures. They're taking money from accounts within the government to pay interest rates on treasuries and things like that. But come April 28th, there's a bigger thing that's happening in the short term of this. There's a deadline at midnight on that date that they have to pass another spending bill.
Hey, David.
Otherwise, we're going to have a government shutdown.
No, don't tell them anything else because they'll come back to find out what that secret is, what that thing that's going to happen on April 28th. If you want to know, you got to come back. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. I'm here with David Fisher. Don't go far.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
This is your opinion?
It's a fact.
We are back. I'm Trevor City, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Every time I hear this song, when I was a kid, we used to get the 45s, and we'd spin them faster on the turntable with the arm on there, and they would sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks, no matter who they were. That's kind of what I get from this thing. I'm Trevor City, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Do not call, because I'm not going to pick it up. You know, when David's on, it doesn't do me any good to interrupt him, because I want to hear what he has to say. David, thanks for joining me today.
You're welcome. I want to make it really clear. We're talking about two things. I want to separate the two. There's the debt ceiling that was on March 16th that came and went, and we kicked the can down the road, and we borrowed from the country's coffers to keep the government open to do all that, but we still need to raise the debt ceiling, and that needs a congressional vote. That's one thing. Then the other thing is a spending package, which most people don't know this, but December 9th of last year, they at the last hour in the week,
oh my God,
we time in the morning when everybody was asleep on December 9th, they passed a very small spending bill right before inauguration that would last it through the debt ceiling so they wouldn't have to talk about spending more money and get past all this to not cause a whole bunch of challenges of an argument between the House and the Senate, Democrats and Republicans. That is running out on April 28th. So on April 24th or that week of, the House and the Senate need to negotiate, or sooner, both parties to reach an agreement on a spending package to actually prevent a government shutdown that will happen on April 28th. CNBC said today they think that there's going to be a government shutdown because, unfortunately, what has already happened with this repeal and replace Obamacare, we're seeing once again the two parties are not working together and they really want to argue about things. This is the number one thing they always argue about is the debt and spending. So it'll be interesting. That's something that is really critical that we get done. Otherwise, a government shutdown is terrible. Absolutely one of the worst things we could do for our country because it lowers our credit worthiness. And this is what happened in 2012. We got a black eye. Time magazine had a picture of George Washington on the front cover of a black eye.
Yeah.
So that was the second time in history that we got our credit worthiness, our ability to pay our bills, downgraded. We don't want to do this again. We need to get this spending bill. I don't believe in overspending, but unfortunately, they're not doing anything about the structure. So we need to pass a short-term spending package once again and then really get in the nitty-gritty of the getting our debt under control. But unfortunately, they're not doing any of that. And this is why foreigners are buying gold. Foreigners are selling dollars. This is why gold is going up. They're seeing the problem on the outside looking in. We are not seeing the structural fundamental problem we are having as a country.
Yeah, and it's amazing because this gets talked about every year. This comes up every year. You would think they would come up with a way that they don't have to beat this thing to death, and they're surprised by it. They're not surprised by this. You and I both know they're not surprised by it. But what does all of this mean? You know, what will happen to the metal, precious metal prices?
Well, we got to start getting some things done. If we don't start getting some things passed, like the infrastructure trillion-dollar spending bill. If President Trump doesn't get that passed, if he doesn't get the corporate tax lowered from 35% down to 15%, if he doesn't start getting some things that he campaigned on done, we're going to have some major problems. You're going to see the market slow down. You're going to see gold start to rise. You're going to see more selling of treasuries. You're going to see higher debt prices. And it's just going to start to snowball. And this is kind of like reminds me of if you and I lived in Rome, back when Rome was in its heyday, if somebody came to us, you know, and all roads led to Rome, it was the financial center of the world and economic center of the world. Every person wanted to live in Rome. If people said at the time to us as Roman citizens, hey, Rome's going to fall, it's structurally not sound. And they lived on the outside of Rome. They saw these problems. We thought they would be crazy. And that's what Americans are, in essence, saying. Now, I don't see a collapse tomorrow, next month, next year, April 29th. I don't see that. But I see a long-term financial bleeding of our country if we don't get our financial house in order. And we'll still be around, but we're not going to be the financial powerhouse sometime down the road. It's going to make a change.
You think the congressmen and the senators, you know, we're America. We'll never fail. Nothing will ever go wrong. You think they kind of have an attitude that that there really will be no calamity?
Certainly. Just like they thought 2007 was an impossible thing to happen. There's no way those things could have happened. And I was alluding to some things, and many other people that were not in my industry who were in the financial center of this, we're saying this is could boil over and cause a major financial calamity. Well, it caused the second recession in our country, this greatest second recession, second depression, some people even call it. So, yeah, it can happen, and we're not immune from it, and it will more than likely happen at some level if we don't take care of it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And they tend to ignore, you know, it's not even a kick the can down the road sometimes. It's more of they're going to ignore it and it'll either go away or somebody else will pick it up or it'll self-adjust or something like that. It's just crazy. Hey, you have a new coming bail-in. Is it out yet, the sixth edition?
Yes, it is.
Well, tell the listeners what a bail-in is and why they need to get this paper.
Well, it's a bail-in is opposite of a bailout. We bailed out General Motors, AIG, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac because they couldn't survive on their own and they needed financial help. So we came to the rescue with money, and they paid our country back over time. A bail-in is where no entity comes to the rescue. And nine countries in the last 6 years have done a bail-in. Eight of the nine are European, and the ninth one is Argentina, where they went into their citizens' bank accounts and or pensions or retirement accounts and took portions of their money, usually a large portion, gave them a government bond or bill, like a treasury bill, the equivalence of it, or a certificate in a bank like a stock in a failing bank in a failing country like Cyprus. And so and they would get paid back over time. That is a bail-in. Our country has set up the same guidelines, the mirror image that has been done in other countries. They set up the same laws, but a lot more detail. In fact, I will go as far as saying this. In my most recent report here, I found out more information than I've ever could imagine through a Fox News report that was looked at the Dodd-Frank Act and also the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. This is not a President Trump where he would pull the trigger to do this bail-in, and neither did President Obama have that power. This is a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that disguises their, we're here to help you, yet they have the power, according to this report, just as much as the Federal Reserve has a power of an island that they can't be dictated or controlled by any government agency or any individual within the government, not even our elected leaders. And they have full control over any jurisdiction of any financial entity and any financial instrument, so they can seize money as much as they want at any time without any repercussions. So this is in this report. You'll be shocked, just as I found this information out by an independent source through Fox News, and get the sixth edition of the new coming bail-in.
With everything you've taught me on the time you've been on the show, there's very few things anymore that would shock me that these guys would do, because and hide it, you know, six levels down inside of a bill or a ruling or what have you somewhere. That's why I tell people all the time, when you think something sounds right, sounds good, go get a copy of the bill. Really find out what other sausage, if you would, they've shoved in there for themselves, because it's a common practice. They do it a lot, and we get stuck with the financial cleanup as Americans, because that's right. I mean, that's the it's our money, our tax dollars that are paying for this.
Well, they have to have a backstop, Joe. Before it was the Federal Reserve, and before that it was the government that bailed out the entities. The Federal Reserve nor the government can't financially afford to do this anymore, and so this is why they follow suit to, as the backstop being the last, the citizens of the country. So in addition to that, getting the information, I'm going to give an incentive out today also for those callers who initiate this call, and they decide, once they got literature from us and learn all about this, they want to do a trade with our company or fill out IRA paperwork to roll over a retirement to do a trade with Landmark Capital. And if they do those things by April 30th of this year, I give people some time to learn about it and get educated and get their questions answered. They do it by that date, a trade of $25,000, a purchase or more, in addition to receiving those metals that they bought, they're going to receive 10 free silver peace dollars as an added incentive to learn, protect, and grow their hard-earned money.
Cool. Very good. I mean, you know, I appreciate it. It's funny because people always think that there's a hook, there's an attachment here. David, everybody that I've talked to that have called your company has all said the same thing to me, that, you know, they've never had any problems, they were never forced to buy anything, they got information and were able to sit on it and think about it for a while. So I do appreciate your honesty and that no pressure type of sales line. It really works out well. We are up against it, and like I said, my friend, I always appreciate when you're on with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Oh, wait a minute. No, we won't. That's it. We're done. I can go home now. Have a great rest of the day.